This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Now it's time for this, Anna Murphy. Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
Tell you what, power of the people, that's all I can say.
That's all I can say,
power
too.
Power to the people.
Tell you what.
Yep.
Because when Channel 7 axed A Place to Call Home, we were unhappy.
But I know.
But neither was Peter Vernon.
I was furious because it was my favourite show, and Peter Vernon is on the phone with us now. Good morning, Peter.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're very excited
fabulous.
To talk to you because, you know, we love people that go on a crusade, and you have big time.
Congratulations. Can I just start by saying well done?
Absolutely well done. Big Murphy's Law clap to you, actually.
Thank you very much.
Now, listen, the show, if people aren't familiar with A Place to Call Home, it was a show on Channel 7. It was based around a family in the 50s, 60s,
yep. 50s? 50s,
yep.
The 50s, yeah.
And it was phenomenal. The production was amazing. The acting was great.
Nonnie Hazelhurst
she
in
was
the
in
lead.
A, yep, all yep. going off. It was absolutely fantastic. And then they just culled it. Then they just Channel 7 decided to just go, bang, what happened?
We still don't know. They've never really said. We heard a couple of things. We heard that the audience demographic was too old for advertisers to be too interested in paying money to advertise.
Oh, too old. How rude.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a very, very expensive production. We knew that.
Yeah, okay.
But so maybe a combination of the both.
Okay.
But, you know, and when I heard that, I thought, that's just so wrong and completely ageist. How could they do that?
Especially when we're getting shows like Dating Naked on the television. Like, we don't need any more reality garbage. This was a beautiful show, beautifully shot, beautiful costumes, etc. So it was devastating.
And when you say expensive production-wise, I can't imagine a show like that being any more expensive than setting up a house like for Big Brother and having all that thing going for 24 hours. I mean, what was their reasoning behind, where's the expense in it? It didn't seem like it would be over the top.
Well, we heard it was $800,000 to $1 million an episode.
Oof.
But if you look at something like X Factor, they spend $25 million on X Factor.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it appeals to that magic demographic they want, which is 18 to 45.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Seven's annual report, they don't even mention anyone over 55 in their rating.
Wow.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
That's a really terrible state of affairs if that's the case.
Mm. Now, you got your knickers in a knot, as most of us did, but
you decided,
the rest of us just put our hats down and went, oh, well, that's it, another show, whatever. You decided to go on a crusade. Tell us how that developed.
I love the show just like you guys, and I thought, no, this can't happen, you know. Why are they doing this? It was rating really well. And so I started a change.org petition. And in my first day of that petition, I had 650 signatures, and I thought, wow, this is...
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of angry people out there.
Absolutely. And then I saw that there was a Favourite Place to Call Home Facebook page where there was a guy called Trent, and he was posting, and people were talking and talking and talking. And I had some friends who were involved in the show, and I basically talked to them and found out what we needed to do. And basically, the one chink in Seven's armour, I guess, is that you write into them. They have to answer you. They have to log it. And they have to present it to the Seven West Media Board.
Wow. Oh, wow. And now tell me, I was reading that you've said that you strategically did it because everybody wrote letters. You encouraged everybody to actually sit down. No emails. It was actually letter writing, wasn't it?
That's it. You can't email them. And I think this is part of it. Email's too easy, you know.
It's far too easy.
I guess they hope that if you have to sit down and actually write a letter, put it in an envelope and post it, that you won't do it.
Wow.
But the great thing is, if the audience was too old, you know, older people love to write letters.
Love to write letters. Great. Mad for a letter and a stamp.
Absolutely. And you know, but the demographics in our group, and there's 3,500 people in the Facebook group I started now.
Yep.
They range from a 10-year-old called Sarah, who wrote this most beautiful letter into Channel 7 about how she and her mum watched the show, through to a lady who's 87.
Wow.
and learning how to use Facebook. So,
oh, fantastic.
It's just been the most phenomenal ride.
Well, yeah. it obviously hasn't it? Is it 10,000 likes or something on your Facebook page as well? So it's...
Yeah, that's the other page.
Oh, okay.
And 10,000 likes on that, yeah. So there was 10,000 people there. The problem is with the Facebook pages, and everyone thought if they posted on Facebook, Seven would see it. It's run by a publicity company.
Yeah, they don't.
So they don't care.
They don't see it.
Hmm.
Well, so
the only thing we could do is write.
So how did you feel? Because for those of you who are out there and don't know, Foxtel, can you talk us through what's happened? Foxtel's bought the rights to it now?
Yeah. Foxtel are doing a joint production with Channel 7 now. So Channel 7 will still produce it and Foxtel will air it.
Fantastic. So same production crew, same standard.
I think so, absolutely.
How did you feel when you heard that news?
Oh, look, we were just over the moon, you know. It's been a big 4 months.
Yeah.
And 4 months is pretty short for a campaign like this, really.
Totally. I really have to take my hat off. I just think it's an amazing example of the power of the people. And there was everyone I spoke to was like, oh, I'm furious that show's finished, and especially with the terrible ending, the end, which wrapped up in like half an hour. You're like, no, you can't do that.
Well, great news with that.
Mm-hmm.
They actually shot the real cliffhanger ending that led into season 3.
Oh,
So Foxtel are putting that together.
Yes.
And so they will show seasons 1 and 2. And season 2 will end with the proper ending.
Oh,
so
my God.
Of the end.
Well, big claps to you, because how do you feel that you've kept, not only have you kept the show on air and
everyone's jobs as well.
Everyone's jobs. You've actually, now people are employed for quite a while. This thing could go on for quite a while. So thanks to you, I'm amazed. You're fantastic.
You're Murphy's Law hero.
You've got a hero of the day, actually.
Look, thank you. But I mean, look, it was a big group effort.
It was,
indeed. 3,500 people behind me who were working tirelessly. You know, and I heard that the reason it's come back is that we didn't give up.
Yeah.
We just kept doing the letters, and we would do, you know, mail out days. So we'd say, okay, on Wednesday this week, we're going to write to Tim Warner. And so I would get, you know, 300, 400 people who were writing to Tim Warner, so he would receive.
Wow. Good move.
I love that.
And so we just kept doing that, and we would write to a different person, and we would write to the complaints officer, because that's where it gets logged.
Oh, well, you've worked so well that you've actually kept Noni employed, and we couldn't get her on the show because guess what? She's in pre-production this morning.
Well, we had our picnics on Sunday. I don't know if you heard about them.
Yeah, we did. This was great. Well
I
done.
Met her.
You met her.
Well, listen, are you in Melbourne? Where are you based?
No, I live in Newcastle.
Oh, right, okay. Well, listen, we're going to get Noni on, so we'll make sure we get a photo and send it to you.
Oh.
Well, I think you got a photo with Noni yourself. I saw it on the Facebook page.
Oh.
Yeah, we had 6 of the cast there. It was just phenomenal, and they're the loveliest people, and they're just so thrilled.
Well, yeah, listen,
well
done to
you.
And that's, like we said before, power to the people. Congratulations. It just shows what the power, not only social media, but just writing a bloody letter can actually do.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter Vernon.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for having me on, guys. It's a pleasure.
No worries.
Pleasure.
Speak to you soon. Bye.
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 Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.